This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one, smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, happy Monday, all you beautiful radio listeners. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. Let's check in with the most important man, Jeff Rust. What's happening, my friend?
It's Monday. I'm here.
Your enthusiasm is so infectious.
I woke up at like just before 4 o'clock this morning and just never really got back to sleep.
What for? So what? What are you doing?
Woke up.
Just popped up?
Yeah.
That means it's time to start the day. Get things going.
No, that means it's time to sit there and clock watch and dread the alarm going off at 6:45.
Well, I appreciate you bringing your enthusiasm. I'm also excited for today's show, as are all the listeners. Wanted to bring up something that I found, I don't know if the word concerning fits here, odd, just maybe amusing. It's so many things. Okay. I'll let you try to categorize this. One of the things that I'm trying to do with this show is keep an eye on local news. Mm-hmm. I have very much for years avoided the news because it's mostly bad news.
Right.
It's this is how many people died, and this is how they died, and this is all the places and people and things that are terrible. And we don't want to have that.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure that I'm not missing a big opportunity. And we didn't miss it on this show, but I wasn't really informed on the tsunami thing. You brought that up, and I was like, you know what? That leads me to think that I should probably be paying attention, because not everything is sports.
Right.
So I kind of started going to the local television news websites.
Mm-hmm.
Just what are the top headlines?
Yeah.
Would you care to guess what the top headline is on three of the four local news television sites?
Ooh, I think I have a good guess.
Well, fire away.
The new In-N-Out opening in Ridgefield.
It is the new In-N-Out burger. Is not just a top story, because this is a top story on all four. It is the number one top story on a Monday at 12:30 or 1 o'clock or whatever it was when I went on there. And I kept clicking on them to see if it continued.
Yep.
On Wednesday, a new In-N-Out burger, the first in Washington State, will open just off the freeway. And if you've driven by, I'm sure you have cheeseburger excitement for days.
Yeah.
It opens on Wednesday. The city is terrified. The lines are going to shut down traffic in every direction. You won't be able to get anywhere for at least a month because everybody has to go and get a double-double.
Animal style.
Don't we have one in Kaiser already?
Yes.
Is there another one in Beaverton or somewhere, or am I mistaken?
I think, is it already there? It might already be there.
I mean, I know that it's Washington State popping its little cheeseburger cherry, but really,
Kaiser.
The top news story of all the things that happened across the weekend and during the day, that's the biggest thing that we got going on.
Biggest thing.
I enjoy In-N-Out.
It's fine.
It is. You know what? That's exactly what it is.
It's fine. It's like the Beaverton one not open yet.
Okay. So when I did not live here in the Pacific Northwest, it was always a treat for me to go and get Burgerville when I'd come home to visit. I'd always go and get a Top Burger in Camas, which if you've never had a Top Burger in Camas, it's delightful.
Yeah.
When it's always accessible, it becomes less of a novelty and less interesting. Can we get over In-N-Out? Like, if you've never been to California, just go and get a cheeseburger down there. They're fine. But this one being here all the time, like, I went down to Kaiser for, Salem for something. Uh-huh. Stopped by the one in Kaiser. I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
The lines are just insane. So maybe more of them opening up will mean that we can kind of get over this a little bit. Chick-fil-A had it for a second.
Uh-huh.
And now there always seems to be time. I never go.
Yeah.
But
there's one by us out in Tannisbourne.
Yeah. But I think, but the initial response was, oh my goodness, we got to go. And at least that is tempered in some way. So I think I'm disappointed. What's your reaction to the story? Because I'm not sure how to process this.
It's kind of bonkers that it's the main story.
Number one top news story, upper left, large picture with video. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, again, because I'm of the opinion that In-N-Out is just overrated. I mean, like I said, it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's appropriately rated. Like when we go to California, my wife and I like to take the kids to In-N-Out, and I always enjoy the cheeseburgers. The one thing that I will say about In-N-Out is if you like it the first time you have it, you always like it. It is very consistent. It may be the most consistent of the fast food cheeseburgers. It's only the best if you like it the best. It's you're not getting a whole lot of variety. They make a hamburger, a cheeseburger. You can get the double-double. You can go off the menu and go animal style and triple-triple and a 4x4, whatever you want to do. There's some novelty to that, but they're not doing anything that's super special. They make a pretty good cheeseburger. And if you like that cheeseburger, fine. It'll be that good every time. If you like the fries, you're an insane person because they're not very good.
No.
But they do make a nice milkshake, and you can get it Neapolitan. You can get it half vanilla, half chocolate, half strawberry, half whatever. They do a fine job with what they have.
Yeah.
Consistency is the best thing they got going.
See, and me, I'm a Burgervilleman over the In-N-Out. But what most people who defend the In-N-Out, their main point is always Burgerville's just more expensive.
Well, it is. Getting just a regular cheeseburger at Burgerville has become exorbitant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I prefer them.
Yeah.
They're better to me. So, you know, it's like, hey, yes, I'll pay a little bit more money for a better burger. Isn't that kind of the point of things?
I think that is the point of things. And you know what? When I lived near an In-N-Out, I would say that I went there less than I probably go there as much or more now because we travel and see the family in California. Mm-hmm. I probably get the In-N-Out more frequently now when in the area.
Right.
And when I didn't live here, I would always come back, I gotta get a cheeseburger at Burgerville. And people would like travel down from the Pacific Northwest, spread in hand, so I could throw it on a backyard cheeseburger of my own, which was delightful. But you know what? If I'm gonna go and get cheeseburgers nowadays, There's little spots that make like a really good cheeseburger. Killer Burgers are really good, and they're a little bit fancier and whatever.
Yeah.
There's a place called The Hat in California that if I can make it out there, I think I'm just done with fast food.
See,
maybe I'm just old and rotten and I don't care anymore.
Yeah, we got a couple of good burger spots out by us. You got your old Helvetia Tavern.
Oh yeah, there.
There's the Skyline Restaurant. That one, they're famous for their burgers. They make a heck of a milkshake there too.
Go to a restaurant instead of fast food. And fast, if you're asking for tips every time that I go through there, I don't need any of that either.
That's the one place where, like, look, I'm a former restaurant employee and bartender, and I tip just about everywhere.
Not at the drive-through window.
Not at the drive-through window. Sorry, that's where I draw the line.
All right. It is 0 week in college football. It is week two wrapping up tonight for preseason football. It's just another reminder of why I hate college football. I don't hate the games being played. I don't hate the universities and the pageantry and all of this. But is there any organization, any league, any sport that does a worse job starting things off and finishing things up? Week zero, preseason is a big nothing burger to keep with the theme of burgers.
Right.
Preseason, you're getting little tastes of it, but man, it's like crack. You're just like, oh, I get four passes from Sam Darnold over the weekend. Yeah! Ashton Gentry trucking 49ers. Let's go! I'm looking at the 0 week slate for this. Yeah. I know we got a game in Ireland, what is it? Iowa State and Kansas State.
Yes. Hey, it is a ranked matchup.
It is. It's top 25, number 17 versus 20 something. Cool. Oh man, I don't care. Yeah. I wish I did. If this were Texas, Ohio State, I would have a little something more, but still, that is a one singular game in a sea of Oregon versus Montana States. It's such a slow, weird thing, and you have these games. This game is no doubt huge for Iowa State and Kansas State.
Absolutely.
It could make or break their entire season. It's a Big 12 matchup. It could come down to everything at the end, but it's piled in with Idaho State and UNLV and Kansas and Fresno State. It's just such a terrible launch. And then what's going to happen is these games will get down to the final thing and we'll look back and go, yeah, but that game at the beginning that we thought mattered so much turns out it doesn't, or that game that we didn't think mattered so much matters a ton.
Right.
And somebody will miss the playoffs and somebody will make the playoffs. And then what will happen is they'll announce the playoffs and we'll wait 4 weeks for them to play it. And then they'll play a couple games, and the teams that did really good get to wait 5 weeks before they play. And then you'll end up with a matchup that is going to be SEC against SEC, and nobody's going to care. Nobody does a poor job and still has all of our attention than college football.
Yeah. Quote unquote soft launch of the zero or week zero is just.
It's like the first four in the college basketball tournament. You're like, the tournament's here. And then they're like, oh, let's go to Dayton to watch two middle of the road pack schools.
Yeah.
SEC, Big Ten, whatever, play each other for the 11 seed.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
And you've got the entire regular season, which is all hurry up and wait. And then, like you said, you're off for a few weeks for the playoff.
I wanted to be excited about it. Right. I was like, let's go. We actually have meaning. I'd rather watch the preseason NFL games this weekend.
Yeah.
And they're not going to play anybody.
No.
But I'm very curious who's going to make the 53-man roster for the Seahawks. I am intrigued by some of these pieces floating around it. I'd like to be excited about college football. I really want to be excited about college football. They cannot get out of their own way. Okay.
There. All right. Good?
I think I'm okay. Let's go to In Case You Missed It. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in case you missed it, Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears dominated the Buffalo Bills with a 38-0 win in yesterday's preseason game. This is the most lopsided preseason result since who cares? The good news for the Chicago Bears is they always perform better when they're overhyped, so you've got that going if you're a Bears fan, which nobody ever gets that. Perfect use of the soft laugh. You're getting better at this, Mr. Rust. I appreciate it. Joe Flacco has been named the week one starter for the Cleveland Browns. Browns fans understandably upset, not because he's 93 years old, but because they're going out and signing all these criminals at every position, and Joe Flacco doesn't even have an unpaid parking ticket. Come on, guys. You have a reputation to live down to here. Can we just? Okay, I'll take it. Matthew Stafford finally practiced for the Rams, but Coach Sean McVay described his status for week one as very fluid. Very fluid also describes the regimen of injections to keep his back healthy. And very fluid also describes the diet that he is on at his advanced age. So, Cincinnati Bengals are now taking trade offers for Trey Hendrickson. This is a very interesting strategy. The Bengals, despite having a historic offense, were not able to make the playoffs with a terrible defense. So at least they're changing things up. Instead of having a terrible defense, they're just going to have no defense. We'll see how that works for the Bengals. And finally, video surfaced over the weekend of Giannis Antetokounmpo slapping one of his teammates on the Greek national team. Comments came in immediately criticizing Giannis. Of course, they're comparing him to how soft basketball players have become. They said a slap? Michael Jordan never slapped teammates. He punched them, and he won 6 championships. So get better. Get better, today's basketball players. All right,
watching so much Will Smith.
Actually, the funny thing about that video is nobody knows if it was playful, aggressive, intentional, accidental. Like, nobody knew what it was, but it blew up all over the internet. Yeah. I couldn't tell. I watched it. I'm like, what? That's what I saw six headlines for. I'd rather read about In-N-Out opening in Ridgefield. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we move to the Daily Buzz. We do it next. It is the Fan Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Luke Anderson.
Welcome back in. If you haven't seen the video yet, Victor Robles was a little bit upset. So he is
just a touch.
He's playing with the Tacoma Rainiers, getting rehab at bats so that he can work his way back up into the Mariners lineup. Well, that may be delayed. I haven't seen any news on suspensions yet, but I would imagine
there'll be one coming.
Probably coming very quickly. So he's in AAA. He's rehabbing. He's playing against the Las Vegas Aviators and a pitcher named Joey Estes. Beans Robles, very high, very tight, hits him in what looks like kind of an awkward avoidance mm-hmm. of the pitch. So he kind of half swings, puts his hands up around his head.
Yeah.
The backstory on this is Estes has already beaned Robles multiple times. So in 15 at-bats during his rehab assignment, Robles has been beaned five times. He also recently lost his mother, so he could be in an emotional state. He's working through a shoulder injury that happened very early in April. All of these things lead up to a guy that could be potentially a bit of a powder keg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, potentially turned into actuality when he picked up his bat from behind the catcher and threw it at Estes. I have not found an angle. I don't know if you found one, Mr. Russ, but I don't know if there's an angle of where the bat ended up in relation to the pitcher.
Yeah.
But he rifled that thing. So coming back from a shoulder injury, I mean, it looked like his arm is working perfectly fine. You hope it didn't affect his rehab. But 100%. Insanity with that, and this is something that I don't know what the normal suspension will be, but dude, I'm sorry, I tried to give you all of the excuses that I could in the lead up to this,
right?
I don't think you can do that. That's not something you should be able to do. So unfortunately yeah. I think whatever the maximum penalty is should probably be levied against you, Mr. Robles, as much as I want to root for you.
I would assume we got to hit like a double-digit game suspension, don't we?
I feel like whatever they throw down, I'm like, yep, okay, that checks. Right. That checks out. Yeah, throwing a ball at somebody, yes, very dangerous. I don't care, you know, if it's 96, 98, 100 miles an hour, it does not justify a bat being chucked back in the direction of the pitcher.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's one of those things where you just go, I'm glad everybody's okay. So
yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So no injuries on either side. But if you missed that, also in Mariners news from this weekend, Cal Raleigh got 247 home runs, hit one out of the Little League park, and it was kind of a Little League fly ball home run. But hey, it still counts. And Cal Raleigh now sits at 47, is one behind Salvador Perez's 48 home runs, which is a record for a primary catcher. He did that in 2021. And also, we had over the weekend his 100th and 102nd RBIs of the season, becoming the first catcher since Mike Piazza to have back-to-back 100 RBI seasons. So the big dumper continuing the marvel that is his first All-Star season. This is the other. It's his first All-Star season. Yeah. He wins the Derby, and he's doing all of this after signing what is now a very friendly extension, team-friendly extension over the offseason.
You might be selling his home run a little bit short, though, because I was listening to some of the broadcast on the old ESPN radio yesterday, and they were talking about how humid it was there, and there was a few hits that they said were that looked like they would be well out and came up well short.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. This is a Will Ortner stat. RIP Will Ortner. Wait, no, not RIP.
Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage. That's better. Will Ortner brought up a stat. This was early in the season. Do you know that he has the most home runs that would have been home runs if not accounting for the wind? So you mean not home runs?
Yeah.
He has the most not home runs of anybody in baseball. So, well, listen, if it goes over the fence and you're playing in a field, it counts as a home run. If you're playing at a stadium and it doesn't go over the fence,
not a home run.
You got it. So listen, did it go over the fence?
Yeah.
Give the man a home run. All right. So we'll move on to another story here from over the weekend. This one is befuddling to me in so many different ways. So the NCAA has confirmed that Connor Stallions, the Michigan coach or assistant or whatever his actual title was, videographer, who was disguised as a Central Michigan Chippewa, was actually issued gear and sat down on the sidelines stealing signs for Michigan. They went through and did a deeper dive, and it turns out that Central Michigan may have lied about knowing that he was there.
Yeah.
So the investigation says that former head coach Jim McElwain publicly stated that he was totally unaware of Stallions being on the sideline. However, CBS News Detroit has indicated that CMU football staffers were making direct requests to him for advice on play calling. What?
Whoops.
Okay. Okay. Let's just go through this. Cheating occurred.
Yes.
We know that. There's this big suspension. We went through all the list of show causes and everything that you have last week. Anytime cheating occurs in sports, I want to be upset.
Right.
I genuinely, in my heart of hearts, would like to be upset that cheating in sports is wrong, and seeing this makes it some sort of unfair, and it's disappointing that people at the highest level can't have integrity in what they do. My brain on the other side goes, of course they're cheating. There's millions of dollars at stake. Yeah. Even at the college level, there is reputations and legacy. And if you win a championship, you get exalted to a certain level that you can really never take away. I know that they took away Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy and they took away some of USC's championships.
Yeah.
Those are the least impactful ones that you can take away because college football, there's not a whole lot of loyalty to university and to all of these things. So watching them ceremoniously take away, Reggie Bush was still awesome in college.
Yes.
He was still one of the all-time best watches that you could have. And the other thing was, we don't know if he actually cheated on the field.
Right.
They paid for his family to have an apartment and a car and whatever it was. So the reason that we choose to enforce cheating is one of the more insane things, especially when we look back at history and go, people got busted for weed. People got busted for paying players. People got busted for all. Oh, I'm sorry. Are all those things legal now?
Right.
We can just dust over those right now. But seeing that there was somebody complicit in the cheating and they went, well, hey, listen, if you're going to be here stealing the signs of these other guys, can you at least help us win this football game? Is one of the best stories that I've actually heard. So this is fantastic. My brain is very happy. My heart is sad, but my brain is perfectly happy with this result.
Well,
so,
maybe with some of this stuff versus the on-the-field cheating versus the off-the-field stuff, we need to refer to perhaps the on-the-field stuff as cheating and the off-the-field as breaking the rules.
Okay, but sign stealing is one of the funniest ones to me because sign stealing is the whole reason that you have signs.
Yes.
You wouldn't have to have signs if somebody wasn't trying to steal it.
Yep.
The pitchers covering their mouth with their glove as they talk to the infield, who's also covering their mouths.
Yes.
They are speaking multiple languages depending on the mound visit because not all of these players, I can think of Spanish, Japanese, and English that are all commonly used in these conversations depending on who is up there. They're all covering their mouth because they probably have lip readers out there trying to figure out what is going on.
Exactly.
If you're upset that somebody's stealing signs, obviously they're trying to steal signs. How they signal and whether they use an electronic pulse or trash can lids or whatever it is, to me, that's kind of being, you know, ingenious in the way that you're communicating to each other. And if everybody could do it effectively, everybody would do it effectively. And if you just let it go wild, wild west, I think it'd be just as much fun as we were having.
Yeah.
But the thing is, somebody tells you in your ear what pitch is coming. Could you hit a 96-mile-an-hour fastball?
Absolutely not.
Okay, there you go. All right, couple more real quickly here. This is an email from Dusty Hera. The Bet Online has announced that there is more wagering being done on the Little League World Series than the WNBA or the EPL over the weekend. So they have lines out for the children that are playing baseball upcoming. And at first, this is another head and heart thing, man.
Yeah.
My heart wanted to be sad about this, but my head went, why are the odds so bad for Washington's team? And why are the odds so bad for Vancouver, British Columbia? I'm from Vancouver, Washington. I know they're not the same places, but those are the two teams that I would bet on.
Right.
But turns out I can get pretty good odds. So maybe.
This just to me, I mean, it's probably the same people betting on the Little League World Series that bet on NFL preseason football.
Oh, for sure it is, but apparently not the same people that bet on Premier League soccer and the WNBA.
No,
they have a line somewhere.
Yes.
I'm not betting on soccer, I ain't betting on girls basketball. Forget that, man. Give me preseason and the kids.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a degenerate.
Yeah, exactly. And they're defending it that way, too. Well, at least they're out there. So, yes, if you have one of those defenses, boy, I sure would love to hear it. One more of my favorite stories of the week. Turns out that a lawyer in Australia has apologized to the judge for the artificial intelligence errors in her murder case. So, yes, they had to apologize for citing incorrectly because AI was helping in a murder case.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. With that, we go over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk to see what I missed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's Monday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. This is the Tape Don't Lie. Where Luke answers for the dumbest things he said last week.
Wasn't he the white Jordan?
He is black.
Good luck, man.
Thank you. I'm a genius.
Apparently, he has been getting better every week in the reports out of camp that he is just getting sharper and sharper. I think he will throw a touchdown pass because the biggest names that you're hearing out of Seahawks camp right now are Torrey Horton Jr. and Elijah Arroyo. So that's your new tight end and your fifth round wide receiver that you picked. You've also got Cooper Kupp that should be playing in this game. You've got JSN. So I think that the big thing that we saw last week was the offensive line getting push. You're probably not going to see a ton of rushing and getting, you know, especially with K-9 out there. So I think you will see more Sam Darnold. You will see a touchdown pass. But what do I know?
All right, Luke, that was you last Thursday predicting we would see a Sam Darnold touchdown pass on Friday. We, in fact, did not see a touchdown pass, but Sammy did complete all four of his passes in his first preseason action against the Chiefs. From what you've seen from the Seahawks so far this preseason, do you think they could have a top 10 offense in 2025?
What's really impressive about the Seahawks is that all of their offensive line units have been playing really well and getting a ton of push. Did Sam Darnold go and light the world on fire? No, he didn't play a whole ton of snaps. But they ran for 268 yards.
That's pretty good.
On 48 carries against the Chiefs. And I know the Chiefs have been to three straight Super Bowls, and they're not putting everybody out there, and you're not running into Chris Jones and their full front and everything that is. You did not play who is presumed to be your top back. And the Seahawks, is as mediocre as their season was last year, they were top 15 in total yards and top 17, I think, in scoring last year. If Sam Darnold is as sharp as he was for the few preseason snaps he had, and this rushing game, which I'm telling you right now, it's probably going to be led by Zach Charbonnet, can do what they were doing. I think absolutely they could be. So Clint Kubiak was named the biggest offseason acquisition, and so far it looks to be true. So I'm very excited.
The thing that's so funny about the Yankees and the Dodgers is they're finding really creative ways to lose.
The Mets, too.
Well, the Mets I don't hate as much. I've got a little bit of love for the Mets. But
I just think it's fantastic that both New York teams are just, they can't get out of their own way.
If neither New York team and neither LA team made it into the playoffs, I think that would be an ultimate delight. It's going to be a long fall for the Dodgers if they can get out of it. But the Padres are playing really good baseball. They've spent a lot of money to make their team better, and they've got a mean lineup. So I will take the Padres.
You picked the Padres over the Dodgers for Saturday's game. As I'm sure you know, the Padres did not win that game. The Friars did not win the series, and the Fathers did not win a game. after this weekend sweep by the Dodgers, who do you think wins the NL West?
I felt like a very much a make-it-or-break-it series for the Dodgers, but so have every other series that they've played, and they've been terrible. They just got swept by the Angels, and then they go in into second place for the first time all year, and man, did they respond. They outscored the Padres 14-6 or something over the series. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the year, anybody that would have picked anybody but the Dodgers to win this division would have been, I think, foolhardy. And now that they've kind of dispatched the Padres head-to-head, I think you have to pick the Dodgers. But if I pick them, it'll probably go the opposite way. And I wouldn't be upset if the Padres do it. So let's go ahead and pick the Dodgers. This weekend, Padres are in Seattle, so we need them to win for the Vetter Cup. So, yes, I will pick the Dodgers. I will flip that quickly.
I would expect Gino to probably go out there and look better this week. The one guy I'm actually more interested in is what they're going to do with Ashton Jeanty, but I still think they're going to probably keep him under cloak and veil. He had 3 rushes against the Seahawks. I guess you'd probably get about the same in this game.
So you predicted we would not see much of Ashton Jeanty for the Raiders against the 49ers this last weekend. Instead, we saw Jeanty basically trucking every Niner that dared get within 5 yards of him. Is that the last we'll see of him for the preseason?
I hope so, because what we saw was, I only think it was 70 carries and 40 yards. It wasn't big explosive runs like you saw in the Mountain West. Uh-huh. It was him looking for contact more than anybody I think I've ever seen in preseason games. There was one where he absolutely mowed over a safety. There was another one where he's looking for a linebacker in contact and falling forward. And just going and trying to assert his dominance over guys with physicality. And I hope it's the last we see of it, because I want to see as much as I possibly can in the regular season. That felt like a Pete Carroll offense. Ashton Jeanty was electric in college. And if the Raiders are good, I think the NFL is more fun. So let's do it.
We talked about it a bunch on the now defunct Danny and Dusty show, how if you took Ashton Jeanty's just his yards after contact, he still would have been the leading rusher in the country.
Oh yeah, no question about it. That was really, really fun to watch. So I can't wait to see what it looks like when he has 25, 30 carries in a game and is doing that same thing. It was awesome.
I mean, the one thing about the Mariners is if they keep winning, the first or second seed and a bye in the playoffs is still very much alive. This is not looking great right now, but this, I think, is the worst part of the weather that they're going to get this weekend. Mm-hmm. They're playing in 90-degree heat, 95% humidity in Baltimore, so it's not looking great right now, but I think that they're going to have to bring something a little bit more when they play against New York, and Philadelphia is going to be a very tough series. So if this team is going to be in contention for the division, these are the series you have to win. You play a team when they're playing bad, you got to beat them. So you know what? I'm calling for the sweep. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, Luke, you predicted a Mariners sweep of the Mets over the weekend.
I was feeling so confident after the first game. Exactly. So many hits, and so everybody threw in the whole lineup.
That did not happen. They did win the first game of that series, but dropped the final two. Who do you blame for the terrible start to this East Coast road trip?
Well, the beautiful thing is when you go back and listen to the audio from last week, I think there's only one person that you can blame. So I think we probably need to listen to something here.
A lot of talk about the Mariners over the last few days on these airwaves. Yes. It's fun to see my Mariners doing well. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to be trying to adopt them in one way or another.
I'm fully adopted.
You're all in?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is you.
That's me.
That is you fully adopting, yeah, jumping onto the bandwagon, both feet, full weight, and the bandwagon crumbled a little bit over the weekend. So they've lost back-to-back series, both against Baltimore, who is, 18 games back in their division.
Yeah, they're bad.
Better at home, I pointed out, and the Mets, who had lost, 9 out of 10 or whatever it was the series.
Yeah.
And the Mariners dropped 2 out of 3 to them, too. Now they go play the Phillies, who are the best team on the road trip. And as most of my predictions have gone last week, they've gone backwards. So maybe I will stay with the Phillies so the Mariners can actually win. You still on the bandwagon that they end up being a postseason team and can make a run?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Right. And because here's what they've been doing, it seems like, lately, playing all of the really good teams really well, and then they just eat it when they go play the basement dwellers.
Yeah, well, they're playing a really good team starting today, so Philadelphia, we'll see what can happen with that. But that is the tape don't lie, the dumbest things that I said last week. So if you ever hear me say anything dumb and want to call me out, we can throw those in there. But we will do one more segment. It's called One More for the Road. We do it next. It is the Fan Happy Hour on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far?
Wicked woman, cool crimes and mysteries. You gotta go spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
I have to talk some football here, because football talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. More excited about the NFL or more excited about college football, Mr. Rust?
Yeah, I'll probably still stick with if I do watch any football this weekend, I'll stick with the preseason.
Okay, but, perfect. Yeah. You and I are aligned. I was going to ask you earlier, but I kind of went full rant on it, so yeah. I apologize for that.
Brandon Lindquist on the old YouTube chat, he's fired up for the NFL. He says, I really hope my Raiders can be good again. Been a long, bumpy road for my fandom, but I've always stood by this team and will never leave.
You know what? The funny thing is there's so many loyal Raiders fans out there, and they just keep moving cities, and it does not seem to matter, which is the funniest thing.
Exactly.
We're Oakland. We're Los Angeles. We're Oakland again. Now we're Vegas, and it's the loyalty that sticks with the Raiders. It is one of the coolest branded teams in sports, even as a non-fan of the Raiders. And they used to be, obviously, a division opponent of the Seahawks, so I would root against them.
Of course.
My dad, Seahawks fan. My uncle, Raiders fan. But, listen, they never need to change a thing that they're doing. Just pick a city and stay.
Yeah.
Just for a little bit.
And then Greg Andrew, also on the YouTube chat, says, Prague is an absolute gem of a city with a ton of hot chicks.
That's what I thought. I was like, that feels like a compliment. I've never been to Prague, but I very much would like to go. What is it? Evanston, Indiana?
Evansville?
Evansville, Indiana. Not on my list, but if it's the Prague of the Midwest, let's go. Maybe I'll go check that place out.
Evansville.
Yes. Evansville. All right, well, we'll keep that in mind. I don't know if you saw the news, but for the first time in 20 years, you will have Rich Eisen on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
So he will do the 11 p.m. Eastern SportsCenter tonight. So this is part to promote his reemergence on ESPN Radio. He'll be starting that with our sister station 910 shortly, but going on and doing SportsCenter as a way to promote being back with ESPN, to me, is awesome.
Fantastic.
It made me start thinking, and this can be our one for the road, so if you've got your text ready to go or the YouTube chat, 503-863.
Try again?
864.
There we go.
I don't have it from 864, 6FAN, or as I like to say, 2GOFAN, TOGOFAN. You can send us, what are you most nostalgic for in sports broadcasting. So thinking of the old sports centers where you had Dan Patrick and Chris Berman and Craig Kilborn, Rich Eisen, all
Scott
of
Van
those
Pelt
guys.
When he had hair.
But even Van Pelt wasn't part of that real old school, old where everybody on there was just great. And you'd see the different matchups. Yeah. And who's going to be on with whom and whatever. And you would get just sports center used to be appointment viewing. Obviously we can watch anything we want whenever we want, which is great. Yes. Not saying that now isn't great. But John Madden, his broadcast is one of those things that kind of sticks in my head. We did one of the jokes, and I pulled up the Tough Actin, Tenactin commercials and just how great he was. So I'll ask you, like, is there something, whether it's a specific broadcast or even just sporting events, because leaving ESPN on all day, I had three brothers, and so growing up, it was on all the time.
Yeah.
The World's Strongest Man competitions.
Ooh, Magnus for Magnuson.
Yes! And there's, we're going to pick up a car now and drag it across
You had Mark Henry who
field.
Made the move to wrestling from there.
Yeah. So is there anything that jumps immediately to your brain that you're just you wish you could go back to the simpler time? Because this is a one-off for Rich Eisen. He's not going to be doing SportsCenter, and SportsCenter will never be what it once was.
Right.
But for me, just for that little hit of nostalgia. Yeah. I've got mine locked and loaded, but I'm curious what yours is.
It's not necessarily something that I still have to yearn for because it is technically still around, but I remember being a kid and just hearing on the old AM radio that the old Blazers broadcasting.
Yeah.
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 That's one that always gets you in the feels.
Do you miss the Shawns? Is that, are you
of
one
course.
Of those? Yeah. But
you've
like,
got to make your free throws.
Very good impression. Yeah. You absolutely nailed it. One of my favorite things when I was a kid was leading up to the Super Bowl, ESPN did the 30 minutes NFL Films version of all the Super Bowls.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it was the, what was his name? John Valenda? Is that?
John Facenda.
Facenda.
Yes.
Always get that mixed up. John Facenda doing the deep voice and, you know, the...
On the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Yeah. But me and my brothers and my dad would sit around and watch all the old Super Bowls to get ready for the Super Bowl. Now it is a much more difficult task because there's a lot more Super Bowl because I'm very old. But you can still get them on YouTube, but they're not, they just don't quite have the NFL Films quality to it. And a lot of them are just the recap where it is the play-by-play and like the quick splice of it.
Right.
The SportsCenter thing reminds me of this because I think a lot of times now with SportsCenter, it feels like it's here are the quick highlights, and now let's bring in seven talking heads to talk about what they thought of it. Kendrick Perkins, what do you think of this?
Yes.
And we brought in so and so. And yeah, and
Kendrick
Perkins
thinks, but
what does Tim Legler think of what happened and bringing that in? But what this reminds me of is the art of the recap. I think that's something that we've really missed. And Major League Baseball does this, and they'll splice together the audio you have of a recap and play it. But I really loved the artful way in which you got a humorous recap voiceover. That's what I really miss in sports. So that's my number one nostalgia thing. Send in yours, and if we don't get to it, we'll talk about it tomorrow. But right now, we're done. So I will thank you, Mr. Rust. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And as always, thank you, Isaac Rupp. We're done for now. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat.
I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.